And I see it day in and day out, more and more people coming forward and saying, look, you know, they can't afford a house, that there's no affordable housing in the county, that there is no houses available to purchase, even if they could. So the social housing is under huge, huge pressure. We're really, really slow at building houses in Killybegs with through the local authority. There's plans to build them, but it's going to be at least another 2 years. There are other plans in, hopefully, in the pipeline, but again, they'd be more private, but we do hope that they happen. But at this moment in time, we have 27 families waiting on the housing list waiting, plus I could safely say another 20, no problem, that would be eligible but don't know that they're eligible yet. And again, it's a crisis point. I've had people come to me even recently, young families that do not have a home to go to. Their landlords are now saying that they need these houses for their own family, and it's time to move on, and there's no houses, and they have to present themselves as homeless. And this is a regular occurrence in this day and age. In Donegal MD, I find it hard, it's really hard to fathom that this is the situation we're in, but it is a situation, it is the reality.
And the reality is, like, what more really can be done in terms of the council's perspective? As you mentioned, there's a lot of work ongoing in different developments in various stages. Mm. What do you think that could be done to speed that up?
Well, first of all, to say that the council staff here in Donegal are amazing. They just go above and beyond the call of duty. They're, you know, you can contact them really at any stage, and they're always there to help. It's not their fault. This crisis is here. It's obviously a long-lasting fault of governments and previous governments, where housing just wasn't made available to people. And now we're in that situation, and I know it comes up every month at our meetings. Either people are living, older people are living in big empty houses, families then have no place to go. There's just a whole range of stuff that we need to get sorted out. And as I said, the other councillors had mentioned too, that we don't have any accommodation for the housing crisis, whereby if someone is made homeless, where do they go? And they're out there trying to find houses. And there's emails sent in and day out of potential houses that are for sale. And every time the council would go to look at them, they're either already sold, or the council obviously themselves cannot go into a competition with somebody who's buying a house privately. So that leaves you at a disadvantage as well, because the council cannot come in and do that.